Levin, impeachment one of the stupidest events in U.S. history. Rogue House, rogue Senate, rogue trial, and an innocent man at Mar-a-Lago. By Jeff Poor on February 11, 2021. Wednesday on FNC's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin slammed the impeachment trial underway in the U.S. Senate by calling it one of the stupidest events in American history. Levin highlighted some of the abnormal circumstances surrounding the January 6 Capitol Hill riot and argued the proceedings were unconstitutional act by a rogue Congress. Transcript as follows. Levin, first of all, we are watching one of the stupidest events by some of the stupidest people in American history, and history will fix this. We have a man who slept with a Chinese spy as one of the House Democrat managers. We have a man in Raskin, who was one of the most loud opponents in one of the recent past elections of certifying the electors. We have a political party that cheered on Antifa and Black Lives Matter and called federal law enforcement stormtroopers. And here they are bringing this Soviet-style case against the President of the United States. Has there ever been this many stupid members of Congress in your life? The senators sit there, none of them walk out and say, I'm not going to participate in something so unconstitutional. Let me show you how preposterous this is. Where is the video of Donald Trump over and over and over again supporting law enforcement and law and order? Where are the videos of the police groups endorsing Donald Trump for President of the United States? They didn't show that. Then we have an insurrection. This is a very weird thing. We have Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff to the former president, on national TV on Sunday. Maria Bartiromo's program said that President of the United States Trump called or made available 10,000 National Guardsmen to Washington, D.C., in early January. So, let me get it straight, Raskin. So, the President of the United States was leading a militia, an insurrection against the very National Guardsmen he called up. Now, does that make sense to anybody? No, that doesn't make sense to anybody. And why would they wait until January 6th to have the insurrection? Well, they were going to count electors. Well, if you're going to lead an insurrection, you don't care if they're counting electors or not? Why don't you do it 5 days after the election? In fact, they haven't even started counting the electors when this insurrection began, this attack on the Capitol building. Now, let me tell something to the American people. Every single video that was introduced by Raskin and the other stooges on the left is inadmissible in any court in America, in any advanced society. They have no reliable information, no relevant guide of any kind to anything, period. It has, all of it is inflammatory. Affidavits signed by defendants that are drawn up by the lawyers making generalizations. Yes, I attacked and I committed crimes because I thought Trump was directing me, it doesn't matter. The tooth fairy they could think directed them. That has no relevance. That would be inadmissible in a court of law. Well, Donald Trump spent months raising the illegitimacy of this election, stolen election, allegations of fraud. That has absolutely no legal relevance either. If it did, we should take crime tape and wrap it around the whole damn Capitol building and apply it to every member of the House and Senate. But even more than that, does everybody remember the post office was underfunded? Everybody remember the disappearance of the mailboxes? Everybody remember how the Democrats and the media were saying Donald Trump is going to suppress the vote in black and the minority communities? LeBron James, we don't have enough, remember all that? Setting the stage so with Donald Trump won re-election to claim that it was illegitimate? The Russia collusion crowd is back. The liars, pathological liars are back. Just because they dress up as the congressmen and senators doesn't much matter. What is lacking here? All the talk and video, what's lacking? Evidence. Where is the evidence that Trump worked with a single individual or single one of the groups? There is no evidence. Where is the evidence that anything he said in that speech resulted in the attack on that Capitol? Lindsey Graham has said it. It was in the New York Times of all places. This was all pre-planned. The FBI knew it might be coming. They were tipped off about it. There are many questions. What the hell did the FBI know and when did it know it? We know the sergeant of arms of the House was told by the former chief of the Capitol Police, you better get National Guardsmen here and more help. What did he do? Nothing. Did he tell Nancy Pelosi? That would be a good question. Not only that, the sergeant of arms of the Senate was told. Who does that person report to? Report it to McConnell. What did McConnell know? What did they do? It seems the only person that called up the National Guard for potential use was Donald Trump and nobody else. So what else? We are to believe that Donald Trump was going to send militants up against the National Guard. We're to believe that Trump was planning day after day for months after months, according to these House managers, an insurrection. Right in front of our faces, we just didn't know it. Now, here is the thing. The problem is, let me read you some language. Let me read you some language and ask you, I wrote example of the language that might be insightful and incendiary. Suppose Donald Trump said, I want to tell you, Pelosi. I want to tell you, Schumer, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. What if Trump said that? Then they may have a point, right? But Donald Trump didn't say that. That's what Chuck Schumer said on the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States. He said, I want to tell you, Pelosi, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. So, Raskin and Swalwell and the other stooges, do you think it's insightful? Yeah, it's very insightful. One other thing, they stormed the Capitol and overturned the results of the election they didn't vote in. CNN did a little bit of review of some of these people who've been charged with crimes. Do you know what they found out? A bunch of them never voted. What's happening here in the Senate is a disgrace. You don't have a right. I don't care what scholars say, my friend Ted Cruz says, or anybody else. You cannot impeach a private citizen. You cannot have a trial on a private citizen. You don't have the power to prohibit a private citizen, a former public official, from running again. We have a rogue impeachment, a rogue House, a rogue Senate, a rogue trial, and we have an innocent man at Mar-a-Lago who deserves a hell of a lot better than this. This is a disgrace. A disgrace. That's it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.